This is Hannah Lazar.
This is Pirate RC.
And we're here at the Epicenter in San Diego at the Benefit Rock for Africa. And we're sitting here in the green room with This Holiday Life. Hi, guys.
Yeah. What's happening?
Enough to have all four of the band members with us. You guys, This Holiday Life, such a cool name. It just makes one reflect briefly and consider every moment. Who came up with that name?
There's an essay called The Weight of Glory where C.S. Lewis talks about life being more than just a mud pie in the slums, and he says it's a holiday at sea. We really like that idea, so we thought that'd be a cool, you know, title for our band, This Holiday Life. So there you go.
It was either that or Freezing Hell. So I don't know, we went with This Holiday Life.
Yeah, well,
it's a little more positive. We never took a poll, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. Maybe you guys could do that on the site.
Either way, it's a paradox, you know. So
true. Have you guys written a song? Have you been inspired, like, to write a song about that essay or any of Lewis's work, for example?
I'm always inspired by Narnia and just the world of Narnia, but unfortunately, not yet. But maybe on the next record, because that'd be a good idea to write a song about, like, toffee trees growing out of the ground. You know what I mean? And never really.
Absolutely. Cool.
Turkish delight, things like that. Yeah.
So when researching about your band, we went on your main site and also on iTunes, and we watched the video that you guys made, the taking reference from Lost and a little bit from Blair Witch Project was my, you know, interpretation of that. Who filmed that for you guys?
Guys sitting right behind you.
We paid this really, really high profile film editor to come in and work with us, and his name is Josh Thompson. And
Focus on Rock. Talk him.
If you saw the episode right before it, he actually starred in the podcast. He was the only human in the podcast, so it was a pretty big day for him.
So a question from your one of your fans, who might you be running from in that video?
Well, you got to tune in next week to find out.
Dun, 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 dun.
And maybe we're running to something.
Ooh. And someone felt very bad for whoever it was who had that horrible mark on your inner thigh from a guitar.
I'm not sure.
I'd like to clarify that. I believe that it's called Poison Oak.
And it's, I don't think Joe knows that's posted on the internet.
I don't know what it is.
Your inner thigh is posted on the MySpace.
Mine?
No.
It's probably mine.
See what's happening now.
The problem is that we were in the woods for so long, and a lot of us came out of the woods with Poison Oak. Yeah, it's a problem. And Mark and I are still fighting.
Marking
the
you?
Epidemic.
Thanks.
Leave
me out of it since I still have it too.
That's okay. God.
So, I'm a horrible person.
Oh, don't worry. You can't catch it anymore. It's not contagious.
Oh no, I'm not worried about
She's
it.
She's already It'll got be, it, except on him.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna move. Actually, I'm not sitting by you guys anymore.
Yeah, but, cool.
So in looking at, you know, doing podcasts and really embracing the podcast via video. And just embracing that technology, I think that's really smart, first of all, just because I think that's a future way, and we're doing the same thing with podcasting. Do you guys enjoy multimedia, and are you enjoying the fact that you can really get a lot more quickly the word out there about yourselves just through that?
Yeah, for sure. I'd say, like, if we were two things as a band, one, we're a computer band, and second, we're a space, like an outer space band. So, I mean...
Telescopes and...
No, okay. Well, kind of like the Flaming Lips a little bit.
Well,
more just like Flaming.
Cool. No, you know.
Right there.
Just Flaming.
Yeah.
I kind of was kidding, but at the same time, I mean, there's probably some truth involved in that. We definitely, definitely love the multimedia side of things. Like, it's an all-encompassing thing. I mean, the fact that you can be a band today and that you can sort of do all these different things. You can do video, you can do music, and it's awesome. I mean, and also you'll notice that our first podcast was in January of 2006. Now, if you want to check out all the other bands and see when their first podcasts were, that's for you to do the research.
Well, because really, we were talking earlier, and you know, one of the bandmates from one of the bands regarding Jack was talking about who buys records from record stores anymore. And really the future of music is to be buying music on the internet, downloading your songs, and that's where you're really smart and that you're already getting that established for yourself. So that's great. You know, I really like that song Innocence on your album Friction. It really affects me in some way. It kind of makes me feel like I'm walking back in time. And would you talk about that song? Because I think that that's a really powerful song for a lot of your fans.
Yeah, for sure. Like, that song is just a direct result of... like, I had a buddy growing up. We all have these, like, experiences growing up. You know, we have these childhood friendships. And for me, it was a buddy that, like, we just kind of did everything together. We were in grade school. We always, you know, if I was going to spend the night somewhere, I'd spend the night at his house. He'd spend the night at my house. And I don't know, it's about the story of, it's kind of about just the reality of friendships and friendships that kind of come and go, you know, and there's like a beauty to it. There's a mystery to it. And I think it's really relevant to everybody. And I just wanted to like capture this idea of, you know, man, times have really changed, but yet, like, I feel like in a lot of ways I'm still the same person. And even though I don't really know, like, I can't really see that you're the same person because so much has happened. Like, I know that you are because I know that I am, you know? So it's just kind of trying to figure out the mystery behind, like, innocence and friendship and, I don't know.
Well, that comes across.
Yeah, thanks.
Remembering what you said to me, was it innocence? The picture here isn't what I see, it's a mystery, my friend. You and I are the only ones who would get this. We wrote a book with a storyline, but we never wrote the end. My, how times have changed.
Songwriter of the group, or do you guys, is that a collaborative process as far as lyrics? I mean, do you have a lyricist? And then
primarily, like, I write the songs, but we definitely love to contribute together every once in a while. And there's this couple songs on Friction where we did do that, and I think we'll probably do more of that in the future, just because it's such a fun process, like when you can all sort of connect together and create something together. I mean, we're creating the music together, but when we can all sort of have a share in the lyrical element, it's a lot, it's really special to all of us, you know. I think it's easy for these guys to connect to the things that I write sometimes, but like it's even easier to connect to something that you really understand. Like, man, I really understand that because I helped write that, you know, that came from a part of me too.
You guys tend to harmonize, it seems, on quite a few songs. So do all of you sing, or did you set, when you set out, did you intend on like a lead singer and then everyone else, or...
You know, all of us sing, but not all of us sing well. That's where we end up. Actually, three of us sing live right now. Eventually, that'll be four. On the record, we try to go for the whole Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young thing. They're our biggest influence.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I was going to ask, I saw the Beach Boys listed, and that was the band who...
When I said Crosby, I meant Beach Boys.
Either way, well, no, you can have more than one influence. I don't. It's not gonna.
The Beach Boys are our number one influence.
No, when he said Beach Boys, he meant
Prince. Prince is our number one influence.
Right. No, the reality is, like, it's so fun to harmonizing is so. It's just fun. It's one of those fun things that you want to be a part of.
If you can, I mean, I think it's great that the band does that, because a lot of times you will have the lead singer and then the band, and you know, not everyone's singing. So.
Or if you could fake it really well, like Milli Vanilli. That works too. It's all. Like,
that's what I do, basically. Yeah.
Until Friction, it was always just Joe and Scott singing live. And then once we put out the album, there's more vocals on it that we want to do the tribute to our live show. So I picked up a mic and started singing. And Next album, Bobby will start singing.
The next album's going to be mainly vocals. So Bobby's going to have to
start singing. It's going to be acapella. Our next album, titled Bobby, Welcome to the Band, will feature Bobby on most of the tracks.
Actually, it's going to be called Bobby the Beehive.
Well, you know, speaking of the Beach Boys and the beach, you guys must have captured the ear of a film director who wants to feature you in a surf film. Is that right?
Yeah.
So yeah. when can we expect to see that come out?
That is a great question, Joe.
Heck, I don't know a release date. I know it's Walking on Water. Is it?
Yeah.
.org.com. It's Walking on Water is the production company. They do surf videos and camps that, you know, with a deeper meaning. So
they typically highlight like a pro surfer who has. Like a really unique experience, and like I think weren't we already in Noah's Ark?
We were.
So if you have a chance to check out Walking on Water, there's already a video called Noah's Ark, which we were featured in, and then there's going to be another one about I don't know the guy's name. So
well, if you're on our MySpace or email list, we'll let you know when it comes out.
So did you guys record or write specifically for the video, or they just use songs you already have?
No, songs we already have. Yeah,
cool.
Well, we end all of our interviews with a collective R for Pirate Pods, or you can say something piratey.
Some pirate shout out, basically, if you would indulge us.
Yeah. Why don't we sing a chorus of a yo ho yo ho?
Yeah, perfect.
How do you do it? Right.
That'd be great.
Yeah, well, I'll start, you guys join, okay?
Right.
Yo ho yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We'll do it one more time. Yo ho yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Thanks, awesome. Guys.
Thank you.
Sometimes it feels like I can't find the answers. Sometimes it looks like they've